Thank you, Jenny. Okay, let's pray and release the kids. Release, pray for them. And our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are wonderful, good Father. Thank you for what you've done for us on the cross. Thank you for that you took away all the wrath of our sin, our guilt, and thank you that you carried everything and sent us Jesus to die for us, Lord. Thank you for this wonderful day. I pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit to visit us this morning, not only us, but also I pray for the kids to be with them and to teach them and touch their heart in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray that that they will be blessed with a wonderful, unusual presence of God that will fill them with joy, with freedom, with salvation. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. It's a little bit loud, yeah? The last song that Joseph sang, or Michelle, actually, it's exactly what I'm speaking about today. Pastor Al is sick, so this is why he couldn't preach today. So you're stuck with me. But before he sent me the message, I was taking my quiet time from Isaiah 28. And I was reading, normal reading, and this word stopped me. So after I finished all the reading, and I came back to study this word, and I felt like God speaking to me. So I was so encouraged when I studied, and then he sent me the message. I was like, okay, maybe God wants to encourage the church too, you know? So I'm just gonna speak what God has spoken to me in the quiet time. So, this passage that Jenny read, and well done, by the way, it's from Isaiah 28, 14 to 18, and it's speaking about the judgment that's coming over Ephraim, the tribe of Ephraim. Ephraim is the richest tribe. They have a lot of money. God blessed them with so much money and riches and land, good fruits and everything. Instead of being thankful, instead of being, wow, this is all from God and we should be, you know, thankful and should be have heart full of gratitude. No, they didn't do that. With all the riches that they have, they made a lot of idols. And they started to stray away from, they started to be like, run away from God more and more and more and more. And God spoke through Isaiah, the prophet, over their life. You're not doing well. You are living in sin. They had an agreement with death. Agreement with death. They had, if you say, because this word that annulment, it's normally used for to break the marriage, right? And I'm not, if you prayed today and said, Lord, speak to me and don't take this and, you know, a word and just break your marriage. It's not about marriage. It's not about marriage. It's about the word of God speaking to us about the marriage we had with death. Because this is Ephraim. They made agreement with death. They made agreement with the hell. They had like a marriage with death and marriage with hell. And they want to live their life like this. And we're going to be fine. So the Lord spoke through Isaiah. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord. God spoke to them and said, No. You cannot continue your life like this. I'm going to send a stone, a test stone, a corner stone, a pressure stone. Who's that? Jesus Christ. He's going to be in Zion. He's going to be there for you. If you believe in him, you will be saved. You will not no longer will be slave to death. I will annul the agreement that you have with death. This agreement with death, I will cancel it. The word annulment or annul, I like it. Has so many different meaning. And so look at, Jenny is looking to me and like, look who's talking. The most broken English in the church, speaking about the meaning of English words. No, that's okay. For a moment. I know that I do a lot of mistakes. You know what I mean? But the meanings of this word, and when I went back to study this word, I was like, yes, this is exactly what we want. Annulment or annulled. It's to make void or to null or abolish, cancel, invalidate a marriage or agreement. It's to cancel agreement. Not only that, it means to reduce to nothing. I love this. To reduce to nothing. That means is that we have agreement, and this agreement is requiring this and this and this and this, and I have to abide to this agreement. So I have to do my part with the agreement. Yeah, in the agreement. And the annulment means that I have to do nothing about it. Reduce this agreement to, say it, to reduce it to nothing. Reduce it to nothing. But also it means to cancel formal declaration, like marriage, again. To cancel formal declaration. That means I declare, when we stood there, and now I announce you what? Husband and wife. We declared this to the whole world, that we are married now. But annulment, that means to cancel the declaration that we've made before. To cancel the declaration that we made with death. Here we're speaking about Ephraim had made a covenant with death. And here it says that this covenant with death will be reduced to nothing. If you believe in the rock, if you believe in the living stone, if you believe in the cornerstone, this covenant will reduce to nothing. And the last part is to cancel the formal declaration that you've made with death. There's no more marriage between you and death, between you and hell. The last meaning of annulment is it's a mental process by which unpleasant or painful ideas are abolished from the mind. Not only the declaration that we've made, it will be reduced to nothing. Not only the requirement that I have, that the things that I have to do in my, like my part of the agreement, not only that, it's like blocking out the painful and the horrible experience that we had when we had this agreement, that we had when we have this covenant with death. I will block this out. It will be removed from my mind, not only the consequences, but also from my mind. My mind will be, what do you call it? renewed. Instead of thinking in a way that leads to death, I will think, my mind will be leading me to life. I will annul. I will cancel the covenant between you and death, between you and hell. Divorce is not like annulment. Divorce, still, you have relationship with your ex, right? With your ex. You have children, you have, house and whatever. Annulment, as if you're not, you were not married to this person at all. It's not exist. And this is exactly what the word of the Lord said. If you believe in this cornerstone, as if the covenant between you and death will not exist anymore, as if it's not exist anymore. God, isn't that beautiful? Not only the consequences, no. As if it wasn't there to begin with. Annulment. Total wipe off or wipe out of this agreement, of this covenant between me and the death. Why people goes to annulment? Because there was a cheating, dishonesty, like agreed about something and, agreed about something, but when we started to live together, I discovered that this man is totally different man that he said that he is. Like, I'm gonna provide for my family, and he's stingy or whatever. So the people go to court and do the annulment. He cheated. Or he cannot get, produce children. It's bad. I'm getting annulled. And those kind of things, it's exactly with death. Can you believe it? Because it's Satan will, the enemy will not come and tell me, you know what? Come and do agreement with me. And I will kill you. He will not do that. He will not do that. He will cheat. He will give you a good appearance to the agreement. But inside the agreement, death. So, have you tried, have you ever been in you've seen a food, a dish, and you liked how it looks? And it's like, look at this. It looks what? Delicious. When you try it, right? The first time I ate a very tradition Sudanese food, it looked amazing. And the people, they eat it in one plate like this. And they were eating, we eat it with hand, with our hand. So they were eating it and enjoying it. So much. I was like, look at this. I must try it. And I tried it. I took some. I tried it. And my reaction was, because the texture that in my mouth, very weird and very unpleasant. I was like, I couldn't. It looks beautiful. It looks nice. And the people enjoying it. They are enjoying it. I was like, it must be nice. Let me try. And I tried, and it was horrible. It was horrible. But then I got used to it. And now it's my best food. Really, I love it. It's called asida. And we still eat it with our hand. The agreement will look nice. Okay, come, make a covenant with me, And I will make you happy. I will make you enjoy. I will make you to enjoy every moment of your life. And it's true in the surface. But it will lead to death. This is exactly when Ephraim made a covenant with death, he made a covenant with Satan himself. That he didn't know that. I'll give you money. Enjoy the money. Enjoy the. Let me give you some idols. You need some idols in your life, and you will enjoy it. Look at the smell when you offer those insane. All of you knows it except me. Look at the smell when you do this fire and give this, sacrifice. It looks nice. And you will enjoy it. But it will lead to death. Sin. When we sin, it will look nice. And will give you enjoyment. But it will lead to separation. It will lead to separation between you, between me, and you, and God. And you will test the real meal that you're eating. It's not nice anymore. It's torturing. Away from God, if you agree with me, just lift up your hand. If you agree with me, away from God is torturing. You agree that? I agree. I know. It's painful. It's painful to be away from God. You're going to enjoy a moment, but the rest is torture. But God said, I will give you a cornerstone. I will give you a test stone. I will give you a precious stone. I will give you my son. If you believe in him, I will annul this covenant between you and death. I will cancel it as if it did not exist. I will cancel it totally, totally. I will heal your heart from loving sin. I will heal your mind from remembering sin. I will heal you totally. I will restore you totally. Hallelujah. So we're not going to die, yeah? No. Death, the physical death, everyone will go through it. But the spiritual connection between me and Jesus, between me and God, will continue forever. In Luke 1:76, and you, my little son, this is the father of John the Baptist speaking, will be called the prophet of the Most High, because you will prepare the way for the Lord. You will tell his people how to find salvation through forgiveness of their sins. Because of God's tender mercy, the morning light from heaven is about to break upon us to give us light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide us to the path of peace. John the Baptist is to prepare the way, to tell them that, to tell the people, even if you are sitting in the darkness, if you are walking in the shadow of the death, there is a good news for you. The light will shine. A great light will shine. A great rock will be there, if you believe in him, will shine his light on your life to cancel the power of death in your life. Hallelujah. A little girl told her mom passed away. So she asked her father, how come you're telling me that Jesus canceled the death and we're not going to die if we believe in him? How come mommy passed away? And he didn't know how to answer. So he told her, just give me a few days. I will pray about it and I will let you know. One day, they were driving in the street, in their little car. And as they were driving in their little car, a big truck came next to them and blocked the sun, so they would be they were in the shadow of this big truck. And the idea came to him like this. Imagine this truck covering us instead of his shadow. What will happen to us? We will be crushed. What Jesus did, he canceled the power of the truck that the death. And the shadow only touch us. Only the shadow of death. Only the physical death that we will experience. But the spiritual death we will never experience. Hallelujah. Why? Why? Because this big truck crushed who? Crushed Jesus Christ on the cross. When Jesus Christ in the cross carried all our sins, God the Father said, "Oh, I will have mercy on my son." No, what did he do? He died. He crushed him with the death. He died for you and me. Hallelujah. I don't know if it's hard or you're just sleeping. Hallelujah. Hard to understand? Okay. When Jesus died, the truck of death crushed him for us, for you and me, to be only touched with the shadow of death, which is the physical death. But the spiritual death, the life we have in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This covenant between me and death canceled and been canceled because of the death of Jesus Christ. And we are now Hallelujah. Free. The people that sitting in the darkness, walking in the shadow of Christ, in shadow of death, have been exposed to a great light. In Psalm 23, 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I don't care about the power of death now because I know that in Jesus Christ I've been free from the power of death. He says that in Isaiah 28, I think, 16, yes. This what the prophet said that I will do. So this is what the sovereign Lord says. See, I'll lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. Yeah? The one who relies on it will never be struck with panic. I will make justice. Remember this word, justice. I will make justice the measuring line. And righteousness, the plumb line. Okay. So two things here. He will make justice as a measurement line and righteousness as a plumb line. Okay. He will measure everything according to those two things. Okay. Justice and righteousness. Justice and righteousness. If you believe in Jesus, you will be justified. You will be set free. It's like this. I've been not convicted, but accused that I stole something. And in the court, every evidence says, no, you're not. And the judge set me free. I've been justified. I've been righteous now. I've been free from the accusation. I've been righteous. Jesus said, if you believe in this corner, the prophet says, if you believe in this corner, if you rely In this cornerstone, He will set you free. He will make you justified. He will make you righteous in His eye. Amen? If you don't, there's judgment. And the judgment is, I just received it now. I just received it now. The judgment is, okay, you don't want. You don't want. I will leave you to the covenant that you made with death. I want you to be saved. I want you to, look, I put death and life in front of you. Choose life to live. This is my recommendation. My recommendation is to choose life. But if you don't want, I'm not going to force you. I'm not going to force you. I'm going to leave you. But remember, you had a covenant with death. This is the death. This is the spiritual death that we're told, judgment. But God does not want anyone to be judged. He wants everyone to come to the righteousness in Jesus Christ. He wants everyone to know Christ. He wants everyone to know Jesus Christ. He wants everyone to be saved. Hallelujah. In Romans 6, 7 to 11. Now three things I'm going to share and then we will pray. Three things about righteousness. Righteousness, to be freed, to be justified. Three things. Okay? Romans 6, 7 to 11. For one who had died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with Him. We know that Christ, being raised from dead, we will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over Him. Hallelujah. So death, yes, Jesus died on the cross. He was crushed by the wrath of God, as we sang the last song. Yeah, He was crushed by the wrath of God. But the story ended here? No. After 3 days, what happened? He rose again. Will He die again? Never. He died once and for all. And He will not die again. He is alive, and He will live forever. And the death no longer has a dominion over Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our King, I'm having a good news here. Okay. Our King, the one we believe in, our Savior, is alive. No, yes, yes. Our King, our Savior, died and rose again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That means, when we die, we will be alive again with Him. Because He's alive. Hallelujah. And the death. This agreement. No longer. It was annulled. It was canceled. It was reduced to nothing. Because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Say it. Jesus is alive. You remember? Why were you like when the declaration you made was death? You were like so happy about it. And you declared it with all the power that you have. You know, all that. When you sin and people tell you, yeah, don't. No. I will do whatever I want. I am free. And in the world now, they are sinning and they are declaring the sin, they're declaring that the covenant that they have with this, and they are not ashamed with it. They made it so loud, parades and all this kind of things that they do in the TV and the media. No shame, nothing. They made it so loud. But now, listen to this. When we have this agreement, the new agreement, the new, the hallelujah, the new covenant with Jesus, we are so polite. We are so low. Make it loud, man. Make it loud. Make it loud. This is the best covenant that you've made in your life. Make your voice loud. Amen? Go share about Jesus. They will make fun of you. They will say that you're crazy, that you're Jesus freak, that you are so and so and so. I don't care. I have the best covenant that I've made in my life. Better than the marriage even. Hallelujah. I will make it loud. Amen? I will make it loud. I will make it loud. Hallelujah. For the death he died. He died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourself dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. He made us righteous. He made us righteous through the blood of Jesus Christ. Romans 5:9. And since we have been made right in God's sight, by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. Okay? I'll say it again because I heard it and it's not clear. Because of my English, it's not. But okay, Romans 5:9. And since we have been made right, can you say this? We have been made right. Which means righteousness, yeah? Okay, we've been made right. How? We've been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ. Can you say it? By the blood of Christ? So what does the blood of Christ? The blood of Christ, it says that those people sinned. Yes, this Philip sinned, but I took the wage of sin, which was death again. I made him righteous in front of God's sight. I took the wage of sin. Hallelujah. All what he's done. Did anyone sin here beside me? Good news. Good news. All the sin that you've made, all, even the one that you did half an hour ago before you came to church. All the sin you've made was canceled. The wage of it, the wage of those sins reduced to? Nothing. Hallelujah. Reduced to? Nothing. Because of that, the blood of Jesus Christ. We've received righteousness through the blood of Jesus Christ for the wages of sin. Two. Second one is, in Romans 6:5-7. Since we have been united with him in his death, now we are righteous because of his death. Okay? Since we have been united with him in his death, we will also be raised to life as he was. We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin. Say it. Say it with me. We are no longer slaves to sin. We are no longer slaves to sin. Amen? We are no longer slaves to sin, for when he died, when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. The death of Jesus freed us from the old man. Okay? I always give this illustration. Bear with me. I need a volunteer. Man. Male volunteer. Assalam, Habibi. I see Jesus in you, so come. Because he will play Jesus. I don't know if Jesus had those things, but he's my youngest, but he's very strong. Come here, Habib. Okay. Jesus died. The first one we said, we were righteous because of the blood of Jesus Christ. He took away the power of sin, the wage of sin, which is death. The second one, we were righteous because of his death, because Jesus died. And we died with Jesus. Because of his death, okay, we died with him. The thing is that there is a story about this, that in the old days, if you killed someone, they punish you by tying you to the body of the dead man that you killed. Okay? So they tie you to the body of the dead man that you killed, okay? Until he gets, not like this, but until he gets stinky, and then the smell, the dead smell, the death smell, kills you. So it's not like they punish, don't leave. They don't punish you with like hang or there was no, no. They punish you with, like they tie you with this body until you die with him. Okay, who was the reason that Jesus died? Or was my English, who killed Jesus? You did. Me. Now you did. So, with Christ, I will die. With Christ, I will die. I will be tied to Christ. I will die with him. I will die. This is the reason. The reason is that you killed this man, you will die with him. Okay? I killed Jesus. My sin killed Jesus. I will die with him. Not me, the Philip, like the physical, the eyes and the bald head. No, not this one. No. The sinful man in me. The old me. The old nature. I was born, all of us, born with sin. With sinful nature. I am crucified with Jesus. My old man, my old sinful man was crucified with Jesus. So I don't live anymore, but this is the second part. When I die with Jesus, okay? Jesus, after 3 days, what happened? He rose again. Will he leave me? No. I will rise with him again. So I live no longer, but Jesus lives in me. This is righteousness because of his death. Thank you, Jesus. I've been justified. Because I believe in the rock, because I believe in the cornerstone, because I believe in the cornerstone, I've been justified. I've been righteous because of his death and his life. Amen? Amen? This is the second type of righteousness that we received in Jesus Christ. The first one, through his blood. The second one, through his death, to cancel the power of sin in me. Have you ever, and I know that the answer, have you ever tried to stop sin and the sin forced you to do something that you don't want to do? Yes. Even Paul said, yeah, I want to do the good, but I find the evil and I do the evil. Okay? This is the sinful man inside of us. But God wants to cancel the power. He wants to annul the power of the sinful man. He wants to cut the power of sin, the sinful man inside of me. So I live no longer, but Jesus Christ will live in me. The third type of righteousness that we received in Jesus Christ, in Romans 5:18, yes? Sorry. Yes. Romans 5:18. Yes, Adam, Adam's one sin bring condemnation for everyone. But Christ's one act of righteousness brings a right relationship with God and new life. Say new life.
New life.
Say it again, new life.
New life.
Okay, new life for everyone. The life of Jesus. The life of Jesus. We've been justified by his blood. We've been made righteous with his blood, with his death, and with his life. Why? 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 Because I'm free. Yeah, the judge said, you're free from the condemnation. You're free from the accusation. Go be free. And then imagine with me, I'm going to, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to propose to the princess, Yeah? And the king says, who are you to come and propose for my daughter? You're just, yes, you are freed from the accusation, but you're not royal. You're not in that level. Huh? Jesus Christ, when he died, he canceled the wages of sin, and he canceled the power of the sinful man, the old man, and also he gave us his life. To made us right. Do you think, hallelujah, hallelujah, big time. Can you imagine a criminal like me being justified to be like Jesus? How? We will be empowered by his life. I died with Christ, so I live no longer, but who lives in me? Jesus Christ lives in me. What does Jesus do now? What does Jesus do? Two things. Glorify the Father. Hallelujah. And make everything good for you guys, for us. Two things he's doing. He's glorifying the Father and doing good things for others. The life of Jesus is the same in us. Everything, this is the measurement of everything that we will do. If it's glorifying the Father, listen to me. Everything we do, if it's glorifying the Father, do it. If it's helping others, do it. Because this is the act of Jesus Christ. We will be promoted to live according to God's will, according to God's plan to our lives, to be in the likeness of Jesus Christ. I will be justified because of the life of Jesus in me. Hallelujah. The death is canceled, annulled, and Jesus Christ, a new agreement, a new covenant have been made with Jesus Christ, that I will make you like me, not like me, like him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you want that? Would you want that? The last song that we sang, and again, there is no restriction of singing it again, right? No? Exactly what we were saying. This is the song is exactly what we were saying. That no fear of death, and I don't know the rest of the verse. No fear of death, nothing, because I've been saved. I've been made righteous in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Consider yourself to be dead to the power of sin and alive to God through Christ Jesus. Romans 6:11. So you also consider yourself. Come, Joe, please. So you also should consider yourself to be dead, to live, but to live dead. So Philip no longer lives, but Christ lives in me. Hallelujah. Consider yourself dead, but alive. for Jesus Christ. That means you're going to be the representation of Jesus Christ on earth. And this is a very, 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 very big responsibility. Because when people see you, they will see, look at Jesus. What is he doing? Jesus will never do this. Will never. He will never do this. And this. He will never cheat. He will never look. He will never look with his eyes to lust over a woman. He will never. He will never take whatever does not belong to him. He will never. He will never. Jesus wants to free us from all this and to give us his life. Can we sing the song as we're standing? But sing it. Sing it. Not to listen only. Sing it. And made a declaration. Make a new declaration that I am his and he is mine. I am for him and he is for me. Amen.